the guy's hands, including mine. I guess I even imagined him taking me aside later and asking, "It was you that wrote that letter, wasn't it, buddy?" It would be our secret, kind of like a secret between brothers. Only now it would never be. 1 foot into the house, I hear the phone ring, and without thinking, I pick it up. "Hello? Toby?" Mom's voice comes in as clear as if she were calling from across the street. "Oh, thank goodness, Toby. I had a feeling you might be there. Are you okay?" She doesn't let me answer. "You're like me. You can't handle sad. Give us mad, give us happy, but don't tear our hearts out." "Oh, Critter, it's so good to hear you." "You there?" "I'm here." "Your dad now, he's good at the sad things. But I always thought your dad teetered on being sad most days anyway. Some people are like that." Nothing has changed. She still rattles on and on. "Critter, I'm thinking of you, honey. I know this is hard for you. I don't know what I would do if I lost you. They might as well dig another grave for me